VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. forces in Afghanistan say four Americans have been killed in a roadside bombing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The attack took place near Bagram Air Base, north of Kabul, the main American base in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO Resolute Support Mission says three of the dead were U.S. service members and the fourth an American contractor. Another three U.S. troops were wounded in the explosion and are receiving medical care. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber detonated explosives that were packed into his vehicle. The fatalities bring the number of U.S. troops killed so far this year in Afghanistan to seven. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Prosecutors say a man inspired by the Islamic State group plotted a truck attack near Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Rondell Henry is facing a charge of driving a stolen vehicle across state lines. Court documents say he told authorities in Maryland who questioned him he planned to ram a stolen U-Haul van into a group at National Harbor, a popular tourist area. The documents describe Henry as harboring hatred for disbelievers and looking to emulate Islamic State militants he saw on videos beheading people and fighting overseas. The court filing said Henry had no escape plan and intended to die, saying he wanted to create panic and chaos similar to a deadly 2016 truck attack in Nice, France. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A judge on Monday, a federal district judge, issued an injunction halting the Trump administration's policy of sending some asylum seekers back across the southern border to wait out their cases in Mexico. The ruling is to take effect on Friday. It removes, at least temporarily, a controversial Trump administration strategy aimed at slowing a flood of immigrants, mostly from Central America. This is VOA News.